You're listening to WNYC On Demand, streaming audio available when you want at WNYC.org and on iTunes. I love the sound of this piece by New York composer Chris Cerrone, and I go out of my way to say that he's a New York composer right off the bat because he wrote this piece while living in Southern California, where he noticed that the light in Southern California is amazing and brilliant day after day, and that for an East Coaster like himself, that gets to be a little oppressive after a while. And so the piece has these wonderful kind of tolling chords in the piano and percussion, and all around it are these kind of wild, almost bird-like sounds from the rest of the group. This is the kind of piece that really was the result of working closely with a special group of players, the Chicago-based group called Eighth Blackbird. And that's their recording that we're hearing in the background and that we will hear in its entirety in just a few minutes on tonight's edition of New Sounds. I'm John Schaefer, and we'll be listening to some collaborative works, including the piano duo known as Zofo, Z-O-F-O, playing music by Terry Riley. We'll hear a work by the Polish composer Wojciech Kilar, played by the Motion Trio, a collaboration between the Berlin Guitar Ensemble and the producer known as 1605 Munro, and a lot more. So do stay with us for the next hour for this edition of New Sounds. Our first collaboration is between the New York guitarist and composer and occasionally songwriter Kaki King and the string quartet known as Ethel. Now, the two of them have worked together on a number of occasions over the years, but on Kaki's album called A Neck is a Bridge to the Body, she really kind of took that collaboration to the next level in terms of her writing for string instruments especially. Trying to Speak is the name of the piece. The album, again, is called The Neck is a Bridge to the Body, which is true both in human anatomy and in the way a guitar is built. So a title that works out pretty neatly for Kaki King and the quartet Ethel. Thank you. The guitarist Khaki King is the composer of that piece, but it is a collaboration between her and the four members of the string quartet known as Ethel, all of them based here in New York. They've worked together on a number of occasions, including in a couple of New Sounds Live performances that we've presented over the years. This is from Khaki King's record called The Neck is a Bridge to the Body, and the work is called Trying to Speak. Khaki King will be in our next New Sounds Live event this Thursday night, performing for us in a New York Guitar Festival collaboration downstairs in WNYC's ground floor performance venue, The Green Space. That's this Thursday night with an international lineup of guitarists. Check out our website for tickets and all the details at newsounds.org. All right, having heard that collaboration, now let's hear one between Christopher Cerrone, based here in New York, and the group Eighth Blackbird, the award-winning chamber music or new music ensemble out of Chicago. Now, this piece called South Catalina, as I mentioned at the very top of the show, was written in Southern California, where Chris Cerrone mentions noticing the light and how for an East Coast person who's not used to that kind of bright light day after day, it might kind of not always sync up with the kind of mood that you're in. And so there are two musical moods that run through this piece. There are these very stately chords in the piano, aided and abetted by percussion. And then there's lots of almost improvised-sounding music from the rest of the group that it almost sounds like crazed bird songs. South Catalina is the name of the piece, and this is from an album by the group Eighth Blackbird, collaborating with each of the six composers in the composers' collective known as Sleeping Giant, all based here in New York, and Christopher Cerrone is one of them. The album is called Hand Eye, and the piece is South Catalina on New Sounds.
Thank you.
Really striking work from Christopher Cerrone, one of the six composers in the New York-based collective known as Sleeping Giant. All of them collaborated on this album with the group Eighth Blackbird, the new music band out of Chicago. The album's called Hand Eye, and that piece is called South Catalina from Christopher Cerrone, a very successful collaboration between Sleeping Giant and Eighth Blackbird. Collaboration is the order of the day, and in a moment we'll hear Zofo Piano Duo, which in itself is obviously a very specific form of collaboration, with a Terry Riley piece. We've also got the Berlin Guitar Ensemble and the electronic musician known as 1605 Munro, and lots more. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Tomorrow night on New Sounds, some cross-cultural collaborations like this one from Kiran Ahluwalia, who is a cross-cultural singer herself of Indian ancestry, but born in Canada and based in New York, and her guitar-playing husband, Reza Abbasi, bringing a little bit of Tuareg Saharan music to this song in the background. We'll hear this music from Kiran Ahluwalia tomorrow night. We'll hear a Brooklyn-Afghanistan collaboration, a German-Afghani collaboration, and a lot more tomorrow night at 11. And on Thursday evening, Reza Abbasi, the guitarist you're hearing in the background, will join Khaki King, the guitarist we heard a few minutes ago, as part of our international lineup of guitarists playing downstairs in the Green Space, WNYC's performance venue, street level on Varick Street. It's part of the New York Guitar Festival. It's a special New Sounds Live presentation that will also include the amazing South African guitarist Derek Gripper and the American guitarist Glenn Jones. So I hope you'll join us for this special event on Thursday evening. Details and ticket info can be found on our webpage at newsounds.org. This is New Sounds, our nightly program of new and unusual music, and even though it is nightly on the air, it is heard anytime you choose to hear it on our website at newsounds.org. And if you want to hear this program again, easiest way to find it in our archives is with the program number. This is number 3858. The next collaboration that we'll hear is the duo known as Zofo, Z-O-F-O. The Z-O is meant to represent the number 20, and F-O stands for Finger Orchestra. So it's a 20-finger orchestra because it is two pianists, Eva Maria Zimmerman and Keisuke Nakagoshi. So collectively, they are Zofo. And their album is called Zofo Plays Terry Riley, which is pretty self-explanatory. This piece is G-Song, which is an early work by Terry Riley. In fact, the first piece that he ever wrote for the Kronos Quartet, with whom he has had a very long and productive collaboration. But this is going back over 30 years for this piece. G-Song, arranged and played by the piano duo called Zofo. Zopho plays Terry Riley. Zopho is the 20-finger orchestra comprised of the two pianists, Eva Maria Zimmerman and Keisuke Nakagoshi. And that is an arrangement of a Terry Riley piece called G Song, the letter G song. Early work from him, the first piece he wrote for the Kronos Quartet back around 1980, and arranged here for two pianos. Zopho plays Terry Riley tomorrow at The Kitchen here in New York, so you can actually hear some of this music live. Now, having heard two pianos, we'll up the ante a bit and hear three accordions. Now, if you're not a fan of the accordion, let me just quickly say that it doesn't always sound like accordions. The members of the Motion Trio and the late Polish composer Wojciech Kilar take us through a number of different kind of sonic atmospheres. Towards the middle of this piece, there are sounds that almost resemble a rock band. The music, Wojciech Kilar's music, is in a kind of minimalist or post-minimalist vein. He seems to have listened to a fair amount of Terry Riley and Philip Glass as a young man. This piece by Kilar is called Orava, and the album it's from is called Polonium, which is kind of a tribute to contemporary Polish new music from this Polish accordion trio. So it's the Motion Trio playing music by Wojciech Kilar. Thank you. from Poland, and the Motion Trio, three accordionists who play pretty much exclusively new music. That is a piece by the late Polish composer Wojciech Kilar in an arrangement by Janusz Wojtarowicz for the Motion Trio. Orawa, O-R-A-W-A, was originally written by Wojciech Kilar for orchestra, but it makes a neat piece for accordion trio as well, from the album called Polonium. In a moment, we travel from Poland to Berlin to hear the collaboration between the Berlin Guitar Ensemble and the Argentine-born producer 1605 Munro. We'll also get a chance to hear a little bit of music from the British cellist Peter Gregson playing a work by Gabriel Prokofiev. Stay with us. You're listening to New Sounds. Don't forget to check out our New Sounds webpage to hear programs, see playlists, subscribe to our free podcasts, and to connect with us via the various social media. We'll also keep you up to date on our New Sounds live concerts as they occur. That's online at newsounds.org. On the air, we move on now to a piece called Macarimbas, which features the Berlin Guitar Ensemble, one of the many international offshoots of guitarist Robert Fripp's League of Crafty Guitars. This is a style of guitar playing that involves musicians kind of passing the melody around from one to another. But there's an additional collaborator here, the Argentine-born, Berlin-based producer and electronic musician who goes by the name 1605 Munro. And as is the style in this sort of collaborative process, the album is called The Berlin Guitar Ensemble versus 1605 Munro. But it is a collaboration. Let's hear it. Macarimbas is the name of it. Thank you. Berlin Guitar Ensemble versus 1605 Monroe is the name of the album, and despite the versus in the title, it is very much a collaborative record. That excerpt is called Macarimbas, a bit more of 1605 Monroe than the guitar ensemble on that track. And as we move along, our final collaboration is actually a three-part collaboration. Gabriel Prokofiev, grandson of the famous Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev, is a major player on the new music scene in England. The English cellist Peter Gregson has worked with Prokofiev on a number of occasions, and one of those occasions is a piece with the unlikely title of Jerk Driver. But the third component of this collaboration is DJ Spooky, the New York-based producer and composer, who has done a remix of Jerk Driver. So it's a Gabriel Prokofiev work, a Peter Gregson performance, and then a DJ Spooky reconstruction. Let's hear it on this edition of New Sounds. Music from the English composer Gabriel Prokofiev, played by the English cellist Peter Gregson, and then remixed by New York's own DJ Spooky. The piece is called Jerk Driver. It appears on Peter Gregson's album called Cello Multitracks, so a three-way collaboration wrapping up this edition of the program. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds.